Now, back to the conversation on Road Dog Trucking Radio's Road Dog Live with host KC Phillips.
We are back. Hey, welcome back into the Wednesday Hodgepodge Outer Route Spectacular Cover Your Booty Timmy Norland Show. I'm KC, hanging out with you in Nashville, Tennessee. Tim, what's up, my friend?
Hey, KC, good to talk to you. Been a long time.
It has been a long time, man. How are you doing? I hope you and your family are well.
We are doing well. I hope the same for you and your family and all the listeners out there.
Yeah, thank you so much. We had one little scare. My daughter, one of her coworkers, tested positive for coronavirus, so the family had to go get tested. Everybody came back negative, which was good. And so, hopefully nobody gets it. In Davidson County, they have initiated a mask requirement, so it's mandatory in my county that you wear a mask when you go out. I don't know if you guys have gotten to that level yet, but it's kind of, I don't know, I don't like it too much, man. I get hot with that mask on, you know?
Yeah, no kidding. I do carry a mask with me so that when I am in an area where I can't maintain that 6 foot of social distance, we'll throw a mask on. I don't like it either, but I'd rather do that than suffer the consequences.
I hear you. Well, now, has the coronavirus changed any of your operational protocols with regard to how your drivers are driving, working out in the trenches, as it were? Are there policies in place protecting them at rail?
Absolutely. You know, when the coronavirus really first reared its ugly head back in March, we already had an emergency response team here at rail and were prepared and immediately sought out PPE for our drivers, face masks, hand sanitizer, et cetera. We made some adjustments to dealing with customers. Of course, customers made a lot of changes as well. But, you know, it's all about keeping our driving teammates safe and keeping the freight rolling at the same time. It's been remarkable the way our team has come together. We haven't missed a beat, literally have not missed a beat. And we've been very, very fortunate that only a couple of our teammates have come down with coronavirus. They have since recovered. But, it's definitely a life-altering experience. Now, our corporate office here, we cleaned house here, had a lot of folks working from home. We've slowly been bringing folks back while still maintaining that social distance. But I've been one of the folks. I've been here through it all. Just thought it important that our leadership always be here for all of our people, and been working through it. But it's been a challenge, but it's been remarkably positive on our side.
One of the conversations we had not too long ago, Tim, focused on the situation with the driving professional out on the roadways, and if there were any statistics about how many drivers had contracted the coronavirus. Do you know of any numbers out there that might be tracking professional drivers?
You know, KC, I am not aware that they're breaking any of the numbers down by profession other than healthcare. That's the only thing I've seen so far. And I'm part of our emergency response unit, so I monitor the coronavirus cases across the country, state to state, municipalities, et cetera, so that we can get messages out to our drivers if they're going into a hotspot. I've seen nothing on the breakdown for truck drivers now. I can tell you it's less than one-tenth of 1% of our drivers here have been affected by it. So a very, very, very small number.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And with two recoveries out of two, you're at 100% recovery, which is phenomenal as well. I think that
right.
With regard to the nation, the world for that matter, that the recovery rate is still pretty good. It is something that I hope that we get our hands around and we can start to see some changes and the number of cases start to go down. But as we've seen, It seems that there is a second spike and a surge in those numbers of late. So I'd say just keep doing the same thing that you're doing. Stay safe, and your drivers seem like they're doing a fantastic job as well.
They really are. And, you know, freight has been strong throughout this. I know a lot of carriers were affected when coronavirus first hit and we had the shutdowns everywhere. We kept right on the flow, and what we were hauling kept us busy throughout the coronavirus. And now that the economy is coming back, we're even more busy, especially on the home improvement side, the home goods, things of that nature. You know, a lot of folks that didn't travel this year and take their vacations or staying home and doing a lot of honeydew projects. And I know I'm one of them. And
yeah,
the home improvement store has been my best friend here lately.
That is so funny you mentioned it, because I was complaining not too long ago. I went to visit my folks up in Indiana, and my dad is ailing, so they needed a wheelchair ramp built. I could not find any 4x4 treated lumber. The decking material was all gone, so I was talking to the associates at the home store, and they're like, they're not getting any till the end of July, you know, and I'm thinking, wow, this is a really crazy thing. Lumber was the new toilet paper, you know it?
Right, yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I'm a fisherman, and I like to fish, and if any of our drivers are fishermen, you know, going to the bait shop, the tackle is picked over. It's crazy. You know, they say in Wisconsin anyway, fishing licenses are at all-time record highs, the number of people buying them, boat sales, RV sales, because, you know, people are doing the staycations and not wandering too far from home. But, you know, parts of the economy have done really, really well through this pandemic.
In a pinch, you could always start tying flies, man.
Absolutely. You know, I have goldfish in my backyard and a little pond in the backyard, and we've been thinking about just catching goldfish, doing catch and release just for something to do.
That is funny. Tim Norland, he's the vice president of driver employment with Rail Transport. If you guys got some questions and you want to jump in, 888-876-2336. Let's go ahead and take a call to take us into the end of this first segment. Tim, hold the line, my friend. Mr. Rooster is going to be on first up. Hey, Rooster, what's up, buddy?
Well, same thing, different day. You know, getting delayed by car wrecks, car fires, and farm equipment.
Oh, that's
no
good.
Two lanes, it's kind of hard to get around some of the stuff on two-lane roads. Question for Tim there, since he's kind of big in the recruiting department. I filled out a little online application thing where it went out to over 150 carriers. And some of them, you know, I'm not a match for anyway, so there's no point in calling them. But a couple that I did, the simple questions I asked them is, what is the parameters of your ELD? What are they set at? And none of them, not one of them, but I think six or seven I called, not one of them could tell me.
Yeah, that's something that they don't cover with us recruiters. I would have to ask you too. I guess specifically, what are you looking at as far as when it goes to drive, to the drive line?
Well, I know what the federal mandates are, and some, you know, you can have it stricter than that. Like where I'm at now, I don't have yard move or personal conveyance. So as soon as the truck rolls, you know, I'm in drive time.
Right.
You know, and the minimum or the maximum it can be is 5 mph. And I don't even have that.
So the question, mm-hmm. Rooster, mm-hmm. is what is Rail's policy with regard to personal conveyance usage as well as yard moves? Tim, I don't know if that's something you could answer.
I can in a broad stroke, and don't hold me to this because I don't deal with it every day, but I know we do allow both yard moves and personal conveyance. In fact, on yard moves, I believe it's set at 3 mph. You know, anything more than 3 mph is going to try and kick the driver into drive time. A lot of times they may have to call in and get that adjusted. But I know they have allowed personal conveyance as well in certain situations.
Rooster, I would encourage you to go to rail.jobs, that's roehl.jobs, and find out more. They probably have a phone number you could call and get a recruiter to talk with you about that exact thing. And I know that in most situations, Tim, that the recruitment department doesn't know exactly how all the trucks are set up. There's a siloing
right.
in every company where, you know, that's an operations and maintenance concern, not really a recruiting concern. Did I get that website right? Is it rail.jobs or is it railjobs.com?
Nope, rail.jobs. You got it. You did a fine job there, Casey.
Well, thank you. It's been a long time. You know it? I mean, we haven't done this in a while. Tim Norlin is joining us, and we're talking a little bit about rail.com. If you guys want more information, like I said, rail.jobs. See, I got to get back into the flow.
There you go.
You can also spell it R-A-I-L, if I'm remembering correctly, R-A-I-L.jobs, and that will take you to the exact same place. Tim, if you'll sit tight, we're going to start moving out of the way for a quick timeout, but we got more to talk about for sure. It's tea time with Timmy Norlin. Hey, I got open lines if you want to get in. You have questions. Tim has some answers for you about where they need drivers. We're going to talk a little bit about the state of the industry as well as rails freight and where it's hot, where it might not be so hot. So get in with us. I got open lines. 888-876-2336. 8888 Road Dog. Also, a little bit later, we are going to be running the Cover Your Booty segment from Purple. So I do have open lines for you there as well. And same number. If you have a story about times you had to cover your hindside when you're out on the road and you want to win a free seat cushion, well, it's pretty simple to do. Just tell your story. It doesn't get easier than that. 100% discount on a Purple seat mattress. I'm KC in Nashville, Tennessee. Mr. Andres in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. We'll be back on Road Dog Live. Back over love, always hot.